T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
George Perry is as good as it gets for breaking down both the legalisms and the real world of just about any legal case you could imagine. And when I saw his column in yesterday's Inquirer, I thought, oh, that's a good twofer. Today is Bill Cosby Day in Norristown, trial underway. But George wrote a piece with an interesting angle about the situation involving the media and President Trump, reminiscent of 1984. He joins us again on Talk Radio 12. Denny, George, welcome back.
Hi, Dom.
Well, tell us, what was the meme you found from 1984 for President Trump in the media?
Well, in the novel 1984 by George Orwell, the citizens of that dystopian future state were required to spend 2 minutes every day before telescreens watching images of a character named Emmanuel Goldstein, who was a traitor. He was a counter-revolutionary, and they were required to yell and scream and denounce Goldstein. And watching the media's coverage of Donald Trump, particularly in the area of this supposed collusion between Trump and the Russians to purportedly steal the election from Hillary Clinton, it seemed to me that this was just the kind of propaganda with no foundation, in fact, that was being portrayed in 1984 with the Emmanuel Goldstein 2 minutes of hate every day. And so I decided to write a column beginning with the Goldstein passage and then comparing that to what's going on with President Trump.
Well, I could see Rachel Maddow in one of those Big Brother costumes. It would be a perfect fit. It would work really well. So what kind of reaction did you get? I mean, major Sunday article of that. What kind of reaction did George Perry get?
Well, it was run all over the country.
Okay.
The Tribune News Service picked it up, and it's been republished in newspapers all over the country. I've gotten about an even split between people saying, yeah, we've noticed the same thing you've noticed. And then I've gotten the usual hate mail. And interestingly enough, the hate mail doesn't really address the main thrust of what I was trying to say in the column. That is that basically there is simply no proof of any collusion with the Russians. And that's really what it centered about. Instead, they take off on, you know, things that Trump has said, things that Trump has done, why they think Trump is terrible. Perry, you're a right-wing hack, yada, yada, yada. And so that's pretty much the reaction.
All right. Now, George, the other part of this is the Cosby trial. And, you know, this is fascinating. You haven't seen a bigger figure than this as a celebrity, one of the biggest in the country brought into this. I'm looking at the news coverage already. Philly.com says the one woman we know is going to testify is a striking and stylish 6 foot, 44-year-old woman with a strong jaw and a tightly curled hair.
Yeah.
Determined and a leader. My God. In the other hand, we have this louse, Cosby. So what do you see so far in this for the playing field, the actual legal playing field versus the outside stuff of what's been alleged with Cosby?
Well, the prosecution has a lot to work with here because Cosby was sued by Andrea Constan. And in that lawsuit, he gave a civil deposition where he basically confirmed everything that Andrea Constan was saying. That is, she was at his house alone with him. He gave her something to drink. He gave her some pills. And she, the first issue is, well, what kind of pills? Cosby said in the deposition that he thought he gave her Benadryl. She's saying that it was something stronger than that. But Cosby went on to admit in the deposition that he fondled her privates. And then the next morning, he gave her a muffin and sent her on her way. So the prosecution, just with that deposition alone, is about, you know, they're down on the, they're down in the red zone already, getting ready to score.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, the biggest problem facing the prosecution, it seems to me, is the alleged sexual assault took place in January 2004, and yet Andrea Constan took her parents to meet with Cosby when he was in Toronto, where Andrea lives, in August 2004, and she didn't file any kind of criminal complaint until January 2005, that is a year after.
Yeah, well, let me give you what they would say back, and I wanted to know from your expertise, because I think that's a key point.
Yeah.
And they say, well, women who have been assaulted, whatever term, legal term they use, they may not come forward, and that's all part of the deal. They're traumatized, particularly a major figure like Cosby.
Yeah.
So we dismiss this, not that she suddenly saw an opportunity here, but that's what happens to women in these situations.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of clinical data that supports that. I mean, I've handled sexual assault cases. I've heard from the experts, some of whom, by the way, some of the leading experts in that field are right here in Philadelphia. And so, yeah, we can expect that there's going to be expert testimony offered by the prosecution to explain that. But I must say that whether or not a jury comprised of ordinary men and women are going to find that kind of testimony to be persuasive, that's another question altogether. I believe that there are more women on this jury than there are men.
How does that cut?
I think it cuts against the prosecution.
I do too.
In my experience, women jurors are much tougher on women victims or women witnesses than they are on men. And men jurors tend to be more sympathetic to women.
Yeah, I think they want to be the knight in shining armor. I'm not a bad guy like Cosby, so I'm going to help out here. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and you got men, you know, who have daughters and, you know, the whole thing can play out that way. I mean, it's kind of like an anti-feminist theory here. But in fact, I just believe that I believe it's 7 women and 5, I forget what the breakdown is, 7 women, 5 men. I think that works against the prosecution because I think those women jurors are going to be tougher to convince.
I do too. How about race? Does race play out in this? In the beginning, I thought it would. Now I don't quite see the angle.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that's going to play. I mean, as black guys go, Bill Cosby has been one of the whitest. So, you know, he was America's dad on television. And, you know, I just don't see how that's really going to play out. Although, surprisingly enough, O.J. Simpson, who up until the time he faced charges, basically had nothing to do with the black community, and it was one of the aspects of his defense where the defense team that he put together immediately began transforming him in the public eye into a hero of the black community because they picked the jury in that case down in South Central LA.
Yeah, this is much different. George, thank you very much. Anything you see as this goes forward, please, we'd love to have you back and talk about it.
Okay, anytime, Dom. Always
Thanks.
A pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.